بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, yesterday we had discussed the incident of the people of Thamud to whom Nabi Salih عليه الصلاة والسلام was sent, and we had also mentioned the special sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent to them, which was the she-camel that Nabi Salih عليه الصلاة والسلام had taken out from that rock or that boulder. But despite this miracle or the sign being given to them, they still rejected, and eventually they were also destroyed like the other nations of the past. Today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now discusses the incident of another well-known Nabi, Nabi Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. Lut alayhi salam was the nephew of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and he was sent to his people. And we know that the people of Nabi Lut alayhi salatu wasalam were famously known for their homosexuality. This was the crime, the sin that they were involved in. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses in brief this incident. وَلُوطًا إِذْ قَالَ لِقَوْمِهِ أَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةَ مَا سَبَقَكُمْ بِهَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ. That remember Lut alayhi salam, when he said to his people, أَتَأْتُونَ الْفَاحِشَةَ, are you committing such an immoral act, such an indecent act, that nobody from all the worlds has ever preceded you in? In other words, you are the first to break this barrier of immorality, indecency. And thereafter he highlights just what they were doing, exactly what was the crime that they were guilty of. إِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالَ شَهْوَةً مِّن دُونِ النِّسَاءِ. And this verse is extremely important, especially in today's time we find those who are proponents of homosexuality, or those who try to deem this as acceptable in Islam, then very often they say or they claim that the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam were in actual fact punished not because of homosexuality, but because they were engaging in intercourse without consent. In other words, they were guilty of rape, and this is why they were punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is completely untrue. And in reality, they were not punished because of rape. They were punished because of their homosexual activity. Whether it was with consent or without consent, that is besides the point. So this is very, very clearly and openly said in this verse, إِنَّكُمْ لَتَأْتُونَ الرِّجَالِ, that you are approaching men in order to fulfill your desires instead of women. This was the crime. There is no mention here of it being done with consent or without consent, or whether it was done as rape, etc. Rather, the crime being highlighted is homosexuality itself. بَلْ أَنْتُمْ قَوْمٌ مُسْرِفُونَ. Lut alayhi salam now says to them that you are a group of people that has transgressed the limit. مُسْرِفُون, this word we hear generally, israf. To make israf, generally when spending, that a person spends more than is necessary, he wastes money, etc. So here he says to them, in your action you have made israf. You have gone beyond the limits. وَمَا كَانَ جَوَابَ قَوْمِهِ إِلَّا أَنْ قَالُوا أَخْرِجُوهُمْ مِنْ قَرْيَتِكُمْ. Look at their response. And this is generally the response of those who are involved in sin, in wrongdoing, when they don't want to accept their wrongdoing. So Allah says that the response of His people was that they immediately said, expel him, or expel them, kick them out of your town. In other words, Lut and his people, those who are following him, and those who want to stop us from this, let's kick them out of this town. إِنَّهُمْ أُنَاسٌ يَتَطَهَّرُونَ. And sarcastically they then say that they are a group of people who want to remain clean and pure. We don't want to be clean and pure. We want to continue engaging in this vile and filthy action. So they want to remain pure. Kick them out of this town. فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَأَهْلَهُ. So Allah says, when the punishment then came, we saved him. We saved Lut alayhi salam and his followers. إِلَّا امْرَأَتَهُ, except for his wife. كَانَتْ مِنَ الْغَابِرِينَ, she was from those who were left behind. And here this is the point of lesson for us. Lut alayhi salatu wasalam's wife, Mufassirin have explained, she was not herself guilty of this action. She was not guilty of homosexuality, but she was punished because she facilitated it for these people. Or at the very least, she refused to condemn this action. She did not deem it to be anything wrong, and she made it easy for the people of that town to commit this action. And Mufassirin have mentioned various different riwayat and narrations regarding how she would facilitate this for her people. It is mentioned, according to some narrations, that whenever there were any guests that would come into town, young men that would come, visitors from out of town, then she would in some way indicate to the people of the town that, listen, there are some guests who are here, and you can now, in our words, you can now come and try your luck with them. So in this way, she would now facilitate this action for them. And because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now included her in this punishment. She was also punished with the rest of the people who were engaged in this. وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَطَرًا. Allah explains what was the punishment. We caused a rain to descend upon them. And elsewhere in the Quran it is mentioned that this was not a rain wherein raindrops or water fell down, but rather it was a rain of stones, of boulders that came down upon them. فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Allah says, look, see what was the outcome of those who transgressed. So this was the end result of the people of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. This, the incident of Nabi Lut alayhi salatu wasalam, we know, as we mentioned, he was the nephew of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. So these people preceded Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam by many, many, many years. Many years before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that this had taken place. And we can see, unfortunately, in today's time, this is now surfacing once again, where it is now becoming widespread, common, and not just widespread, but now there is a push to normalize it, to halalize it, to deem this as permissible. So we should be extremely careful while within our minds, our hearts, inshallah, no person will ever fall into this action himself. But at least we should understand that in no way whatsoever should we condone it, should we deem it to be okay, deem it to be permissible. Many a times we find our youngsters also who may be going to certain schools, universities, etc., and they become desensitized to this. So at least we should be making this muzakara, reminding ourselves, our family members, our children, grandchildren, that while we won't fall into this action, but together with this, we very strongly condemn it. And we deem it to be completely impermissible. It is something that will attract the wrath and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, where a person is now caught up in this action, like any other haram action, person has some illicit relationship or some other bad habit, then we try our best to assist the person and to do whatever it is to save that person. But we don't in any way or form condemn this or allow it. And we very clearly will state that this is completely impermissible and against the Sharia, against the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.